Arthur in News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump will attend tonight's White House Correspondents Association dinner for the first time as president.
The president boycotted the annual dinner all 4 years in his first term and again last spring. In fact, he sometimes held competing events on the same night. But tonight, Donald Trump will attend the event attended by a few thousand journalists, politicians, and celebrities. Some news organizations are protesting the president's appearance because of his aggressive criticism of the press as fake news and for his administration's crackdown on press access at the White House and Pentagon. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The American people are not happy with the way Congress is handling its job. A new Gallup poll shows Americans' approval of Congress has fallen to 10%. That's barely above its all-time low of 9% back in 2015. Avoiding the Strait of Hormuz during the Iran war has become a very expensive proposition for some.
Businesses have spent as much as $4 million to move boats through the Panama Canal. Passage through the waterway is usually a flat rate with reservations. Companies without reservations can cross by paying an additional fee in an auction for slots awarded to the highest bidder. Canal Administrator Ricuar J. Vasquez says the current average price is about $400,000 to $425,000.
Economist Steve Moore calling out California lawmakers blaming President Trump for high gas prices when they won't use their own resources.
California also has the highest gas tax. Maybe not the highest, but one of the highest. I'm not exactly. There might be one or two states that are higher. But, you know, to live in California, you have to pay about $1.50 a gallon more than the rest of the country does on average, and about $2 less than, for example, what they pay in Texas. So these are self-inflicted wounds.
Moore spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. A new persecution report focuses on abductions, Michael Harrington reports.
It comes from Global Christian Relief, and it reveals that while many Christians are killed or physically abused for their faith, a large number are also kidnapped. Sometimes the kidnappers, often radical Muslims, want ransom from the victim's family. But often the person abducted is a young Christian woman who is then subjected to a forced marriage. GCR says Mexico had the most kidnappings over the last 2 years, followed by Nigeria and India. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new Kansas law will allow college students to sue their schools for free speech violations. In Tennessee, a new law will encourage teachers and professors to include the positive impacts on religion in American history courses. Both are being done in the name of Charlie Kirk. More than 60 Kirk-themed bills, in fact, have been proposed in more than 20 states seeking to promote his ideology and establish official days of remembrance. This is SRN News. The health of Israel's leader is in the news.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he has undergone treatment for prostate cancer and is now healthy. He says 2.5 months ago, his doctors discovered and treated a small tumor at Jerusalem's Hadassah Hospital with radiation treatment. Professor Aaron Popovster is director of the Sherat Institute of Oncology at the hospital. He says a few months ago, during a completely routine checkup, a 0.9 centimeter finding was incidentally discovered in the Honorable Prime Minister. The Prime Minister underwent a thorough examination, and it was determined the disease is at a very early stage. I'm Ed Donahue.
More disinformation coming out of Tehran during the war. Iranian state media had claimed the regime recently fired on 3 ships and seized 2 in the Strait of Hormuz, but tracking data and reports suggest parts of that story are simply not factual. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.